Nick of Time.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Lightworker Radio. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight. And I'm Christina. And we are joining with you live from our bi-weekly meditation group where we gather here outside in Toronto for meditation and study with Almeen, international mystic teacher, Totec Nagual. And you'll have to pardon me because we just did an amazing meditation. I'm not quite all here. And I really want to start tonight because I feel that a lot is going to be taking place. And I believe Almeen's online with us. So just let me get here. Almeen, is that you?
Yes, it is, dear. I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Almeen, we just did the meditation from New York to the Ferry Library, so I'm shaking right now. And so am I.
I've also just come out of one, so I was going to say, you do all the talking, Christina.
No! Not today, Almeen. Well, maybe after, but I've been accelerated again, so maybe what we could do tonight is I feel there's a lot in the sense that you've just done the pod in Colorado, so maybe you could share a bit with that. Last night, I tuned into your PBS radio show, and that was just massive, and I'm sure that's continuing, and maybe we could recap on that. But I also do have a lot of questions that people have been writing to me about so much that's going on, so we can try to see what we can get, hopefully, in this hour. And does that sound good with you from
that
there?
Sounds
or?
Good to me, yes.
Great. So would you like to share about Colorado Pad? Because I don't think anybody from here went.
Yes, no, I'm delighted to do that. We had incredibly large events happen. As you know, when we were in New York, we actually had an incredible experience in which life had been on a flat two-dimensional screen. And so what happened is that we were familiar only with the two dimensions of expansion and contraction, of the seven directions, you know, the above and below, and then the sort of horizontal direction, but we never really came out of that flat screen. And then approximately, on the eve of 9/11, we came out of that flat screen, and what happened is that we actually went into this three-dimensional reality. After that, I kept having the very distinct feeling that we were being pulled back in. And, you know, the Oracle Shelley, who's possibly there with you tonight, but she told me in a letter something that many people had said to me. They said that really, since January, they haven't digested food properly, that there's just this lump in their stomach. And it's the lump in my stomach usually alerts me to the fact that I'm being corded. In other words, there's something from the past or something from the future that is holding on to me. And draining resources, because that's normally just above the navel area where this draining of resources takes place. So what happened is that we went back into the screen because there was unresolved business. And what I'm about to tell you will sort of complement what I spoke about last night, and if people did miss it, they either can get it in the archive soon or they have to stay up till midnight Toronto time on Sunday night, which then it will replay again. But the massive amount of information yesterday, this information that I'm about to share with you precedes that. And I want to give a great deal of credit particularly to Aoife and Shelley because of materials that they sent that was tremendously helpful. It cut down on hours of my own work because of the work that they had done themselves. So I want to very much acknowledge all of the beautiful oracles and yourself, Christina and Anita, that has been sending material to us because it has helped enormously. So to begin, we went back into the screen because there was something that we forgot. And what it was is that there had been a separation of realities. very, very long time ago, eons ago, that the major light workers on the planet was actually, they were living a higher reality than the rest of the population. So you had this handful at the top that saw life differently. There was just a marked difference in their perception and the way that life appeared to them. And, you know, the 18th elixir of the sound elixirs that's on angelsoundhealing.com was a song that we had composed initially. It's something completely different. And when we were finished, we were told by the infinite to throw it out the door because the cosmos had changed so dramatically that it was time to hear a new song. It was the 18th of our 18 elixirs, which is this incredible music that's come in from the infinite for sound healing for the planet to heal its illusion. And so as it came in, it told a story in English, and I couldn't understand what it was that I was speaking. I could not understand the significance of it. And it spoke about the mountain of the immortals and how these immortal masters live on the top of the mountain above a cloud cover that only humans can see. So the majority of life is below the cloud cover, and for them there's a cover, but from where the masters dwell, there's no cover, so they don't even know what they're talking about because they see right through it into the realm of humanity. So they do not realize that there's this split reality. And this came about, and also the fact that there had been a journey done by the masters of the earth that was a different journey than the rest of humanity who stayed in their stagnation. We have not understood why humanity hasn't made that many changes during this tremendous ascension of the planet that started in the first week of February 2005. And so we've just not comprehended where this came from. And so they haven't seen the ascension, just we have. And that is because the masters have dwelt above the clouds. And so that was a tremendous insight into what had happened. And multiple other insights. There were particular things that we needed as masters to solve, and I shan't mention them because they're being posted by our beloved sister Jan on our AlmeenDiary.com. So you can just go to AlmeenDiary.com, and it should be yesterday and today and possibly tomorrow's entry. These things that need to be changed for humanity. So we are currently have birthed during the Colorado pod out of the two-dimensional screen into this three-dimensionality. And life changed very, very dramatically. People may not have noticed it, but other people have said to me that they feel really profound and deep bliss and that they wish they could just sit all day because the bliss is so incredibly exquisite. Well, coming out of the screen, there were a last few things that needed to be understood. And I spent an hour last night because yesterday afternoon, after multiple little bits during the week have been put in place, yesterday evening, you know, it had started about 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time, and by the time I did my show at 7, it was still going on that I could hear the infinite proclaiming and proclaiming and proclaiming these incredible truths. And so when the show came, I just took an hour and shared it and translated it as it was spoken. It's kind of hard to summarize it because it was so incredibly profound, but I'll do my best. It said that what is the difference between somebody that is enlightened and somebody that is not? There's, in fact, no difference other than that the one has layers of illusion over their realness that the other one doesn't have. But the bottom line of it is the big, big conclusion and then the multiple ramifications that came from it was that there never has been a creation. That creation never took place. The entire event was something that was part of an illusion layer that we can call the dream, and its multiple forms. And so we have come out of the dream to understand that really what we were accentuated portions of the infinite being. So, you know, where do all these illusions come from, like the mirrors of life, the fracturing of light into rainbow, the separation seemingly of that which should be one? All of these things are the result of the infinite taking its focus and narrowing it down in order to observe something. And the something is portions of itself. It's like taking a light and shining it on portions of existence only. Those portions of existence stand clearly delineated in its illumination. This is exactly what we are as creation. So the creation is not really created, it's just illuminated or accentuated parts of the infinite being. And so the great tremendous spin-off of this is in fact that there is no real part and unreal part to anything. Anything that's unreal never existed because it was just imagined. All there has ever been is the real. And therefore, there's no part of existence that is entitled to more resources, more consciousness, more access to information. There is no part of creation that is redundant or should be removed. All that creation needs to remember is that it is the I Am, it is the one life, and that it is expressing as one. It's just illuminating portions of itself. Now, are these portions individuations? No, they're not. They are, in fact, the unification of the one, but we have created through our overfocus the peculiarity of our vision to see ourselves as separate, and it's because of that that there is such an illusion as relationship. Let's just for the moment call it a game because it allowed us to accentuate parts, though parts is not the right word because there's only oneness, but aspects, qualities, nuances of the one life's being. So those things have happened. There are things that have again happened today. Of course, that's every day of existence. There are things that the infinite has said. And that is as follows. The moment is not a tool. That is what was said at about 6 a.m. this morning. There's been only two things said by the infinite today that I am aware of. And the first thing that was said at 6 a.m. this morning is that the moment is an illusion and that tools of illusion are not necessary to lead us to our realness and our acknowledging of our oneness. They are unnecessary. We do not use tools of illusion anymore. And that is what was said this morning. Then there is something else that was said, which is interesting. It happened this afternoon, and I'll share with you a bit of where my work is at the moment, though I'm sure you will be getting some of it on the diary in the next few days. But there was tremendous work done on the accentuating of the infinite being that is that which manifests as the hidden races of the earth. There are, to be exact, 24 hidden races of the earth, including the angels, including the fairies, including the mer people, and so on. Dragons, there's 24 of them total. And there are only 24 pure, real races left of the Star Brothers. And those are the races which, if folks want to listen to this, they can go to the BBS archives and listen to two shows that I did both simultaneously at 7 p.m. on the 1st of September regarding the crop glyphs. Now, first of all, the crop glyphs, I did an interview with Alan Steinfeld, and so if they go to his program, it's on Station 2 on BBS on 1st of September in the archives, and I answered questions for him on the star glyphs that appeared, the crop glyphs that appeared in the fields of Wiltshire during June, July, and August. Because I'd never been given the instruction by the Infinite before to even look at the crop glyphs, and I received so much information each day, I just, you know, do what's in front of me. But I was given the instruction, and I spent a week putting this together, the story that they were telling, and it came from those specific 24 races that have made it into realness, that have always been the real ones. The others are offshoots of them, and they have been dissolved as races because what is real is there. Now, just to backtrack a bit, so if you go to the other show, which is my own show, so you just scroll down to Almin and you'll see my show. On the 1st of September, I speak by myself, no interviewer, and I tell you the story of what is written in the crop glyphs. What was written in the crop glyphs is these 24 races, and I will give them to you. They're the Ursa Major, the Bear constellation. There is the Arcturians, Lyra. There's a tiny bit of the Antares star system left, and those are the ones that call themselves the Whites. They wear white robes and they have long white hair. And in Toronto, they appeared in my class, in the back of the class, and spoke to students. There were three of them in the back of the class. I asked them if they came by starship, and they said, no, they don't use starships. They can teleport. And so three of them stood there for most of the week that we had our pod, and on various occasions interacted with some of the students in the back of the class. Those are the ones that are left of Antares. There are two races left from Orion, and the other races are not there any longer. And so then there are two races from Andromeda, and they have been very prolific writers, particularly the Barugala, Barugala, the Barugala, very, very active in writing in the crop glyphs. And they told us a lot of things that were happening. And I speak about the nanotechnologies that were the issue and how we had created these sound elixirs, and especially the personal sound elixirs, to counteract the nanotechnology of the world, which is possibly the only benign technology that can really do that. And that's also on angelsoundhealing.com. But the Barugala and the Karsana had written in the fields very prolifically this summer and the one before. And so they are another two races. And then there is Lyra and Alpha Centauri. Alpha Centauri is one of the two stars, the brightest one of the two, that are the sort of pointers on the side of the Southern Cross. And then there are the Pleiades, and there is Sirius C. And Sirius C has mostly water on it, except for a landmass about the size of Australia. It's got a very greenish sky and therefore very greenish water. But they are mer people. And so these are the ones we've got. Now, there's something very unusual happening. As all of you know, we are absolutely on the eve of our Alchemy Academy opening its doors. It opens on the 1st of October. It's an even more enhanced program than we had with the Institute of Applied Mysticism's 3-month course, which is the science of immortality and incorruptibility, because, you know, we were able to, and I say we, I mean very specifically James Andrew Heer has helped him to iron out those wrinkles in the program that we had in the first few months because we were new and working with a new company. So the Academy of Alchemy is a 3-month course, as all of you know, that teaches us how to become this alchemy, alchemist, chemist stone, or how to produce a physical one, if you wish. But it has phenomenal information in it that came in from the angelic realms. But what is so interesting is that all of a sudden, a few days ago, I got the information that that course is going to have an optional 4th month, or you can just take the 4th month. So this is actually a 4-month course, and that the 4th month, to be exact, is the alchemy of the one. And there's something enormous coming with that. So far, the best that I can make out is as follows. It tells you how to begin to access the hidden realms and the star races. That's basically the first week of it. How to make access, you know, mapping out a journey that you can follow so that you can live this interdimensional life. The more you live interdimensionally, my brothers and sisters, and I didn't realize this until last night, but the more you live interdimensionally, the more the gateway, which the 4th month deals with, at the base of the spine, at the base of the skull, where the skull meets the spine, opens. And the more you live a fully dimensional life with the depth of the infinite available to you, not just the single layer like a sheet of paper that is width and contraction only, expansion and contraction only, there's the vast depth that you then access. So there is significant reason to therefore be involved in accessing star races. So the star races, the first week is spent on how to access hidden realms and star races. Then the 2nd week tells you how humanity and its hidden races and the other creatures that are on Earth, of course, are part of humanity, because humanity is the microcosm of the macrocosm. So how our hidden realms, which there are 24 of, humanity, which there are 96 tribes of humanity. The tribes of humanity is going to become a major focal point at the pod that is to be held the end of October. I know that there are some of 4 Cree sisters coming from Canada. I know there are people coming in from Hawaii. They just know they need to be here. But it is the time that we are going to be tying together the tribes of the earth. And the tribes of the earth have 96 alchemical qualities. When you add to the 96 the alchemical qualities, you then add to the hidden realms the 24 qualities. And remember, there are 24 core star races left. That's all after coming out of the screen. When you add those together, it makes 144. Now, this is a very magic number, because the first creations, because, see, you do an exclusive linear creation when you're drawing on a flat screen. In the screen, creation was very linear, and there was 144 firstborn gods and goddesses that were created. We got the instruction in Denver, in Colorado, that it was time for those 144 to join as one with man. Well, it's not just man. Man is 96 of it. 24 of it is the star races, and 24 of it is the hidden races. And when you add that up, it's 144 with 144, and when you put them together, it equals one, the one life. So as you can see, this is some form of alchemy. Now, something else that is very extraordinary that has been kept for us by the Akan tribe of Ghana. The Akan tribe of Ghana has held for us 96 Akan symbols. Only 65 or so of them have been made available to us. The others are the hidden symbols. Now, the Akan tribe, if you take the 65, there's actually a total of 144 symbols. The other symbols have been hidden symbols. They are the symbols of the star beings and the symbols of the hidden realms. And the reason that they have been so carefully hidden is that a lot of our unseen realms have been held hidden in pockets of space over the eons of existence so that they would not be found, because at that time we had many shadow gods abounding and so forth. So this is the time in the next few weeks. Now, I am heading to Toronto, as you know, within a matter of days, and I am very much looking forward to seeing all your wonderful faces again. You are truly my beloved family, and it would be so great to see you. But I just want to add to you that I believe that some of what we're going to be doing, the Colorado Pod dealt. They were witnessing and they were participating in the recreation of our hidden realms and our star races as they came out of the screen. There is a purification and a gathering of the wisdom of all these races. And I believe that part of it is going to take place in Toronto, where these wisdoms are going to be given, and each Akan, and Akan is a tribe in Ghana, each of the Akan symbols stands for a specific wisdom. When you add all those wisdoms together, all 144, it is the diamond's heart that becomes part of the facets of the diamond, which are the gods and goddesses of Agawavanti, the 144. 144 plus 144 equals the one. And that is when we truly enter into oneness. Now, many people have asked me, how does one live in oneness? There is simply the knowledge that everything you see around you is a part of yourself that is being accentuated as a seeming externalization. So let's find a better way to say this. Everything around us is a way of seeing ourselves, because we are them and they are us. In our interaction within life, there is a part of us that remains accentuated, yet we are getting to the time when this equation comes to full fruition on Earth, that major, major prophecies will be fulfilled that have come in from ancient times. Our sister Alana is starting to send me 24 angelic prophecies of this time that we are in, of bringing to a close the old two-dimensional creation that we attempted to do, and we understand that it was a dream. But the prophecies, I can voice some of them to you. Berisarak nabatriechne usar, mishkila karavachna uset, pilesh perek urus nasta, hechve astarak manuch, bishpa arach, keles astru, ichtra unas velesh parach navarvu. It is saying that individuation, as well as physical body, is to be dissolved, that self-awareness is to remain. I was told differently when I was in Colorado, but it was not accurate information that was being given, and it was given by one of the last grids that we had at the time, and of course every grid has a being of illusion that watches it. So we were being given this incorrect information, and me specifically. But we are getting rid of individuation because finally, after years of using that word, I've begun to understand what it means, which is phenomenal. Because this is the first time actually ever that I'm going to speak to anyone about it. I've been, over the last week, I have been processing this. See, in the illuminations, there are 144 illuminations in the Institute of Applied Mysticism's course of the science of immortality and incorruptibility, which incidentally starts again on the 1st of November, along with the Institute of Human Potential. And we are currently looking at these illusions in a way that it's being revealed to us that there are no opposites. Whenever something needs an opposite for its existence to define itself, it too is an illusion. Such as truth and untruth. You only know truth because it isn't untrue, and vice versa. There is something beyond it that is the spontaneous creation of, let's call it truth, but it's the spontaneous unfolding of the infinite, and so therefore it is a truth that changes spontaneously throughout all eternity. That lies beyond it, and it is inseparable into poles. So, to continue, we have the illusion. Sorry, I'm trying to get away from the noise of somebody mowing a lawn outside, and if it's too disruptive, Christina, please tell me, and I'll try and go to the rest of the house or something.
I mean, we don't hear it.
Oh, good. Okay. So, my sister, we have said in the illusions, well, it came from the God kingdom, the information that's in the illusions, and it said, there is no form, and there is no formlessness. It also came through in the sound elixir, Beauty Am I. It says, changeless, changing, formless, forming. It's giving you opposites, and it's saying, none of these things am I. I'm something that far transcends that. So what is it that's formless and form? The formlessness of life is like the... When you look at the quantum physics level of life, you have your little tiny building blocks that are either subatomic particles or they are little particles of light and frequency and awareness and so on. And so there is an issue that there is a soup behind these little vegetables that make up the food of life, right, that are hopefully gone now. But there is a broth behind it. And we found that the broth, which are the fields that scientists speak of, is nothing more than, in fact, the reflection of the light that shines through the heart of these little building blocks. And so if you take your building blocks, shine a light through it, there's a reflection that it throws, like little lenses that cast this this image on the screen of life. So the field is not real, neither are the little building blocks, but the field is created by the building blocks. Our bodies are the form. The formlessness is the individuation that is the reflection of the one life's luminosity that shines through the heart of the body and creates the individuation. So the individuation is the formlessness of us, and the form is the body, which is the lens through which the infinite's luminosity creates the individuation. So let's go through this really carefully. You have a little tiny lens. It's a building block of life. Let's call it a subatomic particle. It's physical. The infinite shines its luminosity through, and when it shines it through, it casts a field. And the field itself is animated, okay, it's alive. The same thing happens with an individual. You have your body and you have your formless individuation. The individuation is the illumination that comes through the form that is cast into the screen of the cosmos. So that's the formlessness, and here's the form. When what we are working towards, and many of you are enrolled in the online institute we call it the I Am course, the Institute of Applied Mysticism. You're enrolled in that. It ends on the 1st of November. Most of you will possibly at that time want to go into the Institute of Human Potential. And then when it ends, the four-month course of alchemy will just end and it will be available. If you add those up, it's 9 months. What are we birthing? 9 months is a gestation period. What we are truly birthing is a oneness where we are not individuation, but we are self-aware parts, and parts is not the right word. We are self-aware accentuations of the one life. So we always will remain self-aware. Will we still see each other and be able to hug each other? Yes. But the artificialness of form and individuation as the formless part of form will be gone. And that is where we're heading by gathering the tribes, by the purification of the tribes, by the gaining the wisdom that tribes have kept, adding it all together and whether they're star tribes or hidden realms tribes or man's tribes, when you add them all together with the 144 original creations, they cancel one another out. Now, how do they do that? Exactly the same kind of canceling that happens with the sound elixirs. The sound elixirs are a delicate balance that exactly balances black light and white light. When the black light and white light are balanced, it cancels out illusion. I have had the most amazing day, and just like your meditation where you come out of it and you're shaking from head to toe, I walked in here, I was shaking from head to toe because of what has happened in our studio. What happened earlier today, and if you go to Almine Wisdom Twitter, have I got that right, Christina?
It is Almine Wisdom. You don't have to say Twitter. It's just Almine Wisdom, but it is on.
Yeah. Oh, good. If you go to Almine Wisdom, Paul is going to try and put that up for you, hopefully sometime tonight. He'll give you a button to push that will take you straight to footage that has been taken, newly taken. There's a couple of things that are just extraordinary that are right here, right now. First of all, I have had lying in my drawer in England, in the little house there that I have, for years and years and years, in this little tiny cottage, footage that was taken in broad daylight of a crop cliff being formed. And I didn't know until that interview with Alan Steinfeld, when I casually mentioned that I have not only the recorded sound of the microphone that was recorded by BBC Radio of a crop cliff being made, but I also have the footage of it being made, and he said, you have what? They have never, ever, ever seen anything making the crop cliffs. And I had this sitting in my drawer, and it has just arrived. My office next door actually has got, you know, the tech team is on it, and they're trying to get it into format so we can release it to everybody. But it's the first time that anybody has seen a crop cliff get made. And ours is a little ball. The top half seems to be spinning one way and the bottom half the other way. You can see this little ball move all over the field and the grain fold underneath it. And then the other thing that is an extraordinary piece of footage that Paul will get to you on Almine Wisdom Twitter and is that in Spain, in Galicia in Spain, you see this UFO above the above the horizon, you see the two jets streaming by, and they're fighter planes. And you see them come by again, and you see this UFO plunge into the ocean with the most massive, huge gush of water upwards as it falls into the sea. And I'm giving the explanation of what happened there on the Almeen Wisdom Twitter, because the infinite immediately spoke forth and said that the weapons that are currently being used against the UFOs that are coming in out of gratitude and peace because of the work that humanity is doing for them will immediately cease to work. And this happened at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Because what they did is the same technology that we are using for the first time ever on the Earth, consciously, in benign form. The balancing of white and black light, that's done in the personal elixirs, it's done in the 18 elixirs, but what has happened today to Paul and I, we have 14 personal elixirs we had to do. I've done 2, because all of a sudden, Lyra, that craft came from Lyra. All of a sudden, Lyran, or Lyran, I'm not sure how you would say that, death song, a funeral song, a lamenting song, came in. Through my mouth, I have never in my life heard that kind of singing or that kind of music. We were stunned. And it came through my mouth, and I just simply, we've got it all recorded. And right before that, we had received one of the Orion races' songs. And we received their song. It was incredible music. And since then, we have received the music for Alpha Centauri. Exquisite beyond belief. I am required to sing bass. I'm required to sing at the upper D above the top register of the treble clef, for those of you that do music. But whatever I'm required, it comes out of my mouth. And my brothers and sisters, there is a group of sound elixirs. At first, there will be only 12. And I don't know if it will stay at 12 or if it will end up being 24, but there will be the 12 seen and known star systems that I've mentioned to you. They are giving us their sound elixirs. What is in that sound elixir is the erasing of racial illusion. With your individual sound elixirs, there's the erasing of illusion in your life. With the 18 elixirs, that is for use with other people, so that as a healer, for instance, let's say you have a troubled teenager. You can pop that in as you're driving them back and forth to their high school or whatever you do, or have them in the car. You pop it in. They don't even know what's happening. It's just pleasant music. And we have had hordes and hordes of feedback about the miracles that have happened from those 18 sound elixirs. They're only $18, but I'm telling you that people are purifying and purifying and purifying from listening to them, and these miracles are happening. And to their families, because the family doesn't even know that they really are getting the illusion in their environment eliminated. But what these elixirs, these star race music is giving us is, in fact, the erasing of racial illusions. And so this, it's been extraordinary. We have now received 7. Before I left for Colorado, we got 4. And then today, every time I try and do a sound elixir, this music would start coming out of my mouth. It was like nothing we'd ever heard, and each one is as different from the other. It's 180 degrees, one star race's music after the other. And so now we have got, as I said, we first started off receiving Pleiadian music, and then we got from Antares. And then we got from, I believe it was the Carsina, and then we got from the Mer people of Sirius C, and then today, and the reason I'm giving you these in specific order, is that our Oracle Karen Fogarelli has been called by the Infinite to do the paintings of these races. They have their art. And so I'm giving it in order so she can get this information, if somebody could please pass it to her. But the next one then that came in was the Orion race, not the Amfa Pabian, but the other one, and I forget their name off the top of my head. It ends in Ubud, which means of the place of death, because so many of the races around them have perished. But it's theirs that came in, and then right after that, the funeral song from Lyra, and then right after that came in the Alpha Centauri music. And, oh, my goodness, it left us all just shaking. So, my sister, that is about it of everything that I have to say. Are there any questions, or did you want to do the last 15 minutes by yourself, or what would you like us to do?
No, thank you.
I mean, God, I don't have time for all the questions, but there are some maybe we could try to answer, but thank you for sharing.
Okay, love. Fire away.
You sent what?
Oh, you know, Christina, we should perhaps tell people, because before we get too far into it, about our cruise coming up.
Yes, I'm actually going to do a full segment by myself and advertise all that for sure. But
Okay, let's do that. That would be great.
I will put that together, but we can quickly say that it is on, it's January 24th to the 31st. And we'll be going to a 7-day cruise, and we will be going to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas. And the class will be spread over the 6 days, correct, Amin?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And actually, it's a really excellent price for the cruise right now for $369 U.S., but the more people that book the cruise, which is through Joanne's website, funintheonegetaways.com, the better price we could probably get and upgrades as well with that. And I'm going to try to put together some tours for people in the different ports options that you can do for yourself, or I'm going to try to put together different tours that maybe we can do as a group in each port. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Oh, that would be spectacular.
So we also do have the class curriculum, which is on all the websites, on my website, which is Almin International Mystic in Mexico.webs.com. Also on Joanne's website that I mentioned, you've got the curriculum there, which is going to be pretty amazing. I guess I don't have that in front of me, so I really can't read it, but I will put together a segment for everyone,
I think I've got the curriculum here. I can tell them just a couple of items that you peek at if you want to. We're going to look at the 7 route races of Lemuria and where they are today, the secrets of the Lemurian culture, history, and cosmology, as well as their thorny relationship with Atlantis. The Lemurian calendar will be given for the very first time. And the second class, the history of the Americas, the conspiracy of the tribes of the southeast with the rulers of Atlantis and the Aztec priests, discover the sacred objects kept by the Apache from the red land of Atlantis, and then study the enigma of Montauk and its connection to the inner earth, and learn about the massacre of the white race who inhabited the North American continent until 300 A.D. and where their cities are buried. Then we've got a discovery of the connection between the North American tribes and the star beings. Isn't this interesting? I wrote this long before I knew about this. And then learn about the power of the Wampum Belt and the star origins. Discover the secret of Manitoulin Island in Canada and the tribes whom they know as Bigfoot. And we'll also be translating the petroglyphs hidden inside the time capsules in Ayers Rock, Australia, and learn about the origins of the Aboriginals in Australia and how they're able to move physical objects with their dream bodies. And then also we'll look just real briefly here at 18 new kingdoms and the gifts they bring humankind. These gifts include the creation of a device to restore the life-enhancing properties of food, the way to balance bodily nutrients with internal technology, and the information they have kept throughout the ages about man's interaction with the star races. And we'll also look at where is the Ark of the Covenant, and let me see. I guess that is more or less it, just simply because I don't know where the other page is. But there's one more class left that I didn't mention, and I know that it talks about some of the secrets of the Vatican and some of the secrets of the Ark of the Covenant and so on. So as you can see, a lot of fun things.
And also maybe if we can remind them about the Toronto class, if anybody still wants to join, there's room.
Oh, great, Simon. Oh, my gosh, and those classes are so phenomenal. Our Toronto group has produced the most oracles of any pod anywhere, my brothers and sisters. The membership is strong and beautiful, and they are so delighted when new people come in to visit. And so, Simon, exactly where should they go to contact for that, please?
Yes, the contact phone number is 905-257-4222.
Great, and that starts this coming Monday.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, Christina, it's all yours, my love, as many questions as we can fit in.
I'm not sure where to start in the sense of questions. Maybe, let's see if I can blend something together here. Okay, one of the things that you talked about yesterday on BBS that you shared with us that was massive, and I know it was massive because of what was just happening around me or all around, was the very last matrix in existence was dissolved for grief and sadness and pain. And I was wondering, on another note, maybe to combine this, just this last week, now I don't know, I know you don't really watch news so much, but just in this last week, we've had massive earth changes. Today there was a massive earthquake in Jakarta. Yesterday it was in Samoa. The day before that was the typhoon, and then there was the dust storm in Australia. Now, I'm just want to see if there's a correlation there between all that happening before this matrix dissolving yesterday, because I see all sort of maybe the earth changes, and I might be wrong, but the emotion is there. That creates that. Is that dissolved as well? Like, are we going to continue to see these massive earth changes?
Let's just ask the infinite, because you know what? Other than the dust storm, this is the first I've received this information, because, as you know, I live a bit like a hermit, and I don't know what's going on worldwide. So let me just do the best I can. First of all, the dust storm. Ishar tuch na fayesh, asimi hikana usu, vespar kaya, ishita usine, ikir kaye asa unesh. And the infinite is saying the dust is angry. Long enough has there been a usurper. The white sands of the earth, many do not belong here. They have been sent in as part of the illusion. The red sand of Australia is that which belongs to the earth, and it has thrown off the yoke of the white sand that came in from other galaxies. For those of you that have not heard my speaking about sand and the infiltration of nanoorganisms from other cosmoses outside of our cosmos. That is part of what the crop glyphs told us. They actually gave us images of the nanoorganisms that have been hidden in the sand. This has been discovered in Russia, in the Ural Mountains, and in several other locations. I have been telling my students for many, many years, don't go to Egypt. There's something in the sand that drains the energy of those that go there, specifically the light workers. And it was nanotechnology. The ones in the Ural Mountains are estimated in tiny little organisms. They're clearly artificially produced. You can even see the little holes in the top where this little tiny 0.0003 micron small rod with a coil around it was produced. These have been placed into our sands. Plus, sand itself has been examined by the Japanese scientists, and they call it yellow dust. The white sands, there's a yellow dust that is in between it. They say that they are chemical factories. And we've been speaking about this on our blog, and so we've got a wonderful search mechanism on our diary. So if you go to almindiary.com, you can look back over the last few weeks and see where I've discussed this and what one can do about it. This has hopefully completely shifted since we came out of that two-dimensional screen, because life has made a major shift up since 9/11 and yet again last weekend, and it's continued every day. So, you know, let me just quickly address the other earth changes. Ishachnucha sai, mechpach kana, sichba kinesh usasa, vicha unesh chia kana, simich yanuch, asahva asai. So, what has happened is that the earth is releasing all its old memories of being two-dimensional. But something must be told now of which none know. The earth is currently entirely being renewed. The old earth has proved to be a shell of realness. A shell of realness. I'm being shown, actually, for all things, the image of a lychee, or they call it lychee in England, a lychee fruit, which has this hard little shell on, and when you peel this little brown prickly shell off, this beautiful white fruit, like a gem, lies within. The earth is losing its crust. It has been the result of the illusion of the matrix. That is what the infinite is saying. So there are tremendous changes taking place.
Wow. We won't get to the other questions, and maybe we'll do that in 2 weeks again. I think you're with us, and maybe we'll do those questions then. But
that would be wonderful, my sister.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, and my love very much to all of you. I can't wait to see you, and until then.
Thank you, Ami.
Good night. Thank you
very
much.
Bye, my darlings. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.